This is program number LW2300. Well, the king of beasts was pacing majestically along the shore of the sea one day. Hi, this is Larry West, and he spied a dolphin basking on the surface of the water. "Hello there, friend dolphin," roared that lion. "This is a fortunate meeting," he said. "I have wanted for some time to meet you and suggest that you and I form an alliance," he went on. "As I am the king of the beasts and you are the king of the fishes, what is more natural than for us to be strong friends and powerful allies?" The dolphin thought a moment, and then he said, "There is much in what you say." Well, not long after that, the lion and the wild bull got into a fight, and the fight was not going too well for the lion. So he called upon the dolphin for help. The dolphin, seeing the ruckus, seeing the lion in trouble, wanted to help, but found himself unable to come out of the sea to join the battle. Well, the struggle went on. Finally, the lion was able to get the upper hand and sent the wild bull to flight. The lion then turned and rebuked the dolphin, saying, "You are a fine ally. I could have been killed, and you never turned a fin to help me." "Don't blame me," said the dolphin. "Blame nature, which made me powerful in the sea, but altogether helpless on land." That little story was told by ancient Aesop back in the 5th century A.D. And it's got a moral to it. Its moral is, in choosing your allies, look to their power as well as to their will to help you. In other words, not only must they be willing, they must be able if you're going to look to them for help. Those are the two ingredients necessary, being willing and being able. So you're in debt $10,000, and you don't know where you're going to get it. Your mom loves you very much. She's willing to pitch in, but the problem is she doesn't have the money either. She's willing, but not able. Your boss now has the money, has much more than $10,000. He's able, but you know he's not willing. Getting the help necessitates the one helping you be both willing and able. That's what I like about God. The Bible says he's not willing that any should perish. In other words, he's willing to save us. Now, is he able? Well, the Bible says he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through Christ. Yep, God is willing. God is able. The question is, are you ready? He is willing and able. Are you ready? Not long ago, a young man in my own community lost his mom. She died. It shook him. You see, he began to wonder where she was. Is she still conscious? Is she sleeping? Is she awake? Is she at peace? Is she suffering? What happens to a person after death? Well, it scared him. On his own, he then began to stop people on the sidewalk just to ask them. He talked to them at the gas station, grocery store. He even began to knock doors asking people what he must do to be saved. He didn't know. You see, he was ready. Now, God is willing and able. What he's looking for is people who are ready. I'm Larry West at World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Are you ready? If the Lord were to come right now, are you ready? The trumpet may sound any second. I'm talking about God's trumpet. We don't have the guarantee that we will see the sun rise another morning. You know, we see new days and new evenings and new nights all the time. And somehow we just come to expect that we're going to see them over and over and over again for just about forever. But we don't have the guarantee that we're even going to take our next breath. If you were to die today, or if the trumpet were to sound, I mean, if the Lord were to come at the very next second, are you ready? God is willing and able, but you've got to be ready. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? In it we discuss what the Bible says as to how the gospel is God's power to save you. What is the gospel? It's the most important tract I could possibly send to you. What is the gospel? Let me send it to you. It's absolutely free. What is the gospel? Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.